This is the best stuff.
Straight from the Merrickville Catch-Up Podcast.
Such a good show. I'd listen to that.
Download it from the Triple M app.
And we are going to attempt to find out once and for all, well, not really, we're just going to have a crack at it, who is smarter, somebody who studied at TAFE, somebody who studied at university, or somebody like myself who just made it through high school and then got into the entertainment industry because it is the safety net for people who are not capable of working properly.
It's the tertiary championships.
Righto.
Because TAFE New South Wales boss John Black came out, had a swipe at universities. You have no qualifications. On the line from the Blue Mountains, we have Joe. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Joe. Lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Can I ask
good
you,
to be here.
What are your qualifications? First of all, what do you do? Do you work at the moment?
I do. I have studied interior design. I've just finished, and I'm actually I studied at TAFE hairdressing as well.
Oh, okay.
So I did a different one. So I've done but I'm going into interior design. Yeah.
So you've done hairdressing and interior design. That's two different types of having to match the curtains. You're qualified in.
That
was very good.
That was tertiary qualified. That was. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
So Joe will be representing TAFE and representing university. We have Daniel from Wamberal. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Hi, Dan. Okay. So what did you study? You're at university?
Yeah, so I studied primary school teaching.
That's a TAFE course, mate. We're going to have to let you go.
All right. Daniel, Joe, Merrick, it's time to play this.
Versus Merrick. Joe, Daniel, just before we start, can I just point out, right, that obviously the expectation for me to pull this off is pretty low. You guys have got proper qualifications. All the pressure's on you. If you don't win, I'm always going to look dumb, right? Everybody who listens already knows that. That's a given. It's up to you guys not to look as more dumber than I am.
Okay.
See?
So your names are your buzzers. That's here, guys. All right. First question. What does TAFE stand for?
Joe.
I heard Joe.
Yep, technical and further education.
Is it?
I think I'm going to have to buzz that. I've got tertiary and further education.
Oh, no!
I love this. Daniel, I've just figured out that what I need to do is just sit back and let you guys make all the mistakes and then Stephen Bradbury my way in with zero score.
That's a great idea.
Okay, all right, next question. That's minus one to Joe.
And I've double-checked, and I'm going to have to give it to Joe. Technical and further education. So now that we've made fun of Joe, she was actually correct.
So hang on a second, Liam. You went to university, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, so that's minus one.
So you're a halfwit.
I'm not in this quiz.
Well,
Joe's in the lead by one
Liam.
Point.
Well, no, you get a point off, Liam. Okay. You're minus one, yeah.
Question two. Here we go. Spell curriculum.
Merrick.
Yo,
Daniel.
Merrick was in first there.
C-U-R-R-I-C-U-L-U-M.
Well, there was a stumble, but I'll give
well
it to
done.
You. Yeah, well done. All right.
Very close.
Joe's...
Mate, you idiots, it's written on the sheet in front of me. It was a question.
TAFE's on one, no education on one, and university yet to score. Okay.
Oh, no.
How much is the dole in Australia at the moment?
Oh, Merrick, F all. No?
Is that no. Any guesses from university or TAFE?
No.
$200 a fortnight.
It's $538 a fortnight.
What? Yeah. I'm getting back on the rock and roll. It's gone through the roof. That's an enticement.
We still have TAFE and no education in the lead at the moment.
Whoa.
Name three suburbs of Sydney that have Hill in their name.
Merrick.
Oh, Merrick.
Winston Hills.
That's one.
Pennant Hills.
That's two.
Baulkham Hills.
Well done. No education in the lead. TAFE second place. University. Daniel, you still with us, mate?
I'm here. Okay. I'm here in some form.
All right. Well, he's a primary school teacher, yeah. Liam. So what he's currently doing is he's writing up his answers on a blackboard with a piece of chalk and a smiley face there. He's just drawing a little...
This next question is primary school level, Daniel, so you really should get it, mate. Okay, here we go.
No pressure.
Yeah, maybe put down your clag bottle, mate.
Here we go. According to Bunnings, lowest prices are what?
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
just the beginning.
Ah, he's in the
game. I gave you that. I gave you that. I gave you that.
All right.
I let that one slip through just so that you wouldn't embarrass yourself. And it took you way too long, the pair of you. God. So,
I had no idea.
No education, still in the lead, TAFE and university level on 1-1.
This is good. I'm loving this.
What was built first? The Sydney Harbour Opera House or the Harbour Bridge?
Merrick.
Oh, Merrick's jumped in.
Harbour Bridge.
Harbour Bridge is correct. Heading into the tiebreaker. Incorrect. I'm going to take a point off. Daniel, you go back to zero because it was 1929. So,
oh, I love this game.
I can't believe I have to do this. But
you should have made the questions about Sydney.
The winner, of TAFE v Uni v Merrick is no education, Merrick Watts.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Joe, Daniel, that was
good
an absolute
job.
Pleasure. I really enjoyed that. Having said that, it was slightly rigged because there were questions about Bunnings, which, you know, people like me go to all the time. And also, too, it was questions about Sydney. So I like to think that I know Sydney pretty well. So I reckon I got a couple of gimmies there. Having said that, beating two people with... Oh, what happened then? Turn my microphone off.
I didn't know.
Beating people that have actually got qualifications, I think, sends a really strong message, Daniel, particularly to the young children you're trying to educate, which is don't try too hard.
The best stuff from the Merrickville Catch-Up Podcast.
Get it from the Triple M app.
104.9 Triple M.